Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. And coming up this week, baby, it is going down. They are revealing it all. My good sis, Tammy Roman, she did something very unprecedented. She gave her husband permission to have a baby with another woman.
Say what now?
Don't even ask, girl. We're going to get into it in a minute. Okay. It's a lot to unpack. And what do you do, L'Oreal, when your close friend ghosts you? Disappeared. What do you do?
Don't seem that close to me.
Well, I'll tell you what's not close. When a wedding photographer shares signs that the marriage or the pictures of the people he taking are not going to work out, that's not cute.
No, that seems a little messy. Speaking of mess, sometimes it gets stressful during the holidays, and we're going to give you some tips on managing that stress. I think we all need that. And we're going to have a little laugh because, you know, it always goes down in my DMs. So we're going to dive in there and see who's being thirsty this week, child. Hopefully it ain't your man, not yours, but theirs.
And I want to see if we have any return people. Like, are they coming back?
Oh, so I had to block this guy the other day.
I can't wait to get into your DMs.
I'll tell you about it. And for our final question to address, this is always a juicy one. Listen, this happened.
You don't see her in, you know, the boardroom. You trying to figure out why she ain't up in the kitchen.
I done dated a guy, and within a week, he's asking me to have his child. And I'm like, what? No.
Intuition is everything, L'Oreal.
So, yeah, it's going down. It's crazy. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
It's going down at Macy's, too, right now. Talk to them about that holiday gift finder.
Okay, so listen, halfway through December, and you still haven't figured out presents, because that's me. I don't have anything.
Okay, well, get into the finder. Get you a gift in the Macy's gift finder.
Okay, so I'm going to log into Macy's. I need y'all to log on to Macy's, too. They have me, you, everyone covered with holiday gift finder. Okay, so you can snag amazing gifts at any price, even for $15 and under. And sometimes I like to be a little cheap. So that's
$15 at Macy's?
$15. And I'm talking about nice stuff. This is good quality. It's Macy's. Okay. You know what I mean? Check out these gift ideas at Macy's.com/gift finder. And all you got to do is figure out who you're looking for a gift for. You might be a little bit stumped, but Macy's has this feature, and it's called Gifts For. So all you got to do is take a short quiz about who you're shopping for. Give them some tailored gift ideas for the proud pet parent, hosting MVPs, the social influencer, all kind of things. I think pet gifts are always a great thing because people love their pets. I'm one of them.
Yeah, but you forget, like, what do I get someone like L'Oreal? Boom, put your name in there, put in there. That's so dope. Okay, keep telling me.
That's right. Monster got some gifts coming his way. You could get a soft cashmere sweater, warm fleece, all kind of stuff. Comfy slippers. Who don't like comfy slippers? It's always easy to just throw on. And you could get trending puffers, coats. It's freezing outside. Treat yourself to a much deserved cozy new robe. So you don't even got to find the gifts just for other people. It could be for yourself too. You always got to grab a little something for yourself. You got to get the gift for yourself. A designer shoe, a handbag. It's Christmas for you too. What you mean? Your favorite skincare routines and more. And all you got to do is go to Macy's.com/gift finder and go get yourself a gift.
Listen, only you would figure out how to find gifts for yourself. I love it. Well, this is one of those super dope moments at Macy's where it's a gift that keeps on giving. So Macy's is serving up gift ideas from diverse own brands founded by the community for the community. So from Butter, my guy, oh my God, my friend created this line. Butter, it's absolutely amazing. It's a skincare line. It's created by my guy, Dorian. It's specifically for melanin-enriched skin. You can also find so many more gifts that you will love love to give. These are gifts that will feel good purchasing. You know, you're getting them from the community. You're purchasing it for the community. You can shop these brands and learn more about all of these amazing owners at Macy's.com/honor. So if you want to find out who has what, go to Macy's.com/honors so you can go ahead and invest in the community.
You know what else the community needs? Holiday cheer. And guess what? We could bring that to them with Santa Land.
Yes. Ho, Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
It's that time of the year. So you can visit Santa at Macy's. Reserve your family spot online at Macy's.com/Santa Land. Ain't nobody trying to wait all day in line. You could just register and get your spot to meet and take a photo. Nice. Look, that's good, right? Remember when back in the day we used to have to wait all the way?
Yeah, so you can schedule your appointment for Santa. Well, where is Santa going to be?
Well, Santa going to be at Macy's. You can take a photo with him in store in Chicago, New York, and San Francisco. That's so funny. It's not three Santas. He just got a sleigh that could get him to all three
Santa. Santa be everywhere.
One Santa. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, there's two because one's black and then
what happens if you can't make it?
Well, then you could go on and get a personalized interactive journey online at Macy's.com/Santa Land. So Santa could give you a personalized message and everything. It could be in Spanish.
That is so dope. So if you don't have the ability, you know, times are definitely difficult. The holiday poses a lot more issues. And so if you can't get to a Macy's store to see him physically, Macy's is literally allowing them to have a virtual at-home situation where you can see Santa online.
It's like bringing the North Pole to your door. All you have to do is go to Macy's.com/Santa Land and Santa gonna pull up on you now through Christmas Eve. Hoes, hoes, hoes. Merry Christmas.
I love it. I got too many clothes on, baby. Let's get undressed. Woo. Okay, so Tammy Roman.
Yikes.
That's my girl. Okay. Tammy Roman, y'all all know her from Basketball Wives. She was married to a big basketball player back in the day. Mm-hmm. She has beautiful daughters that are artists. She's on the Miss Pat show, killing it with her comedic.
I love that show.
Oh, so good. Well, Tammy has recently revealed she was guest hosting on The Real.
Okay.
And she was asked about a surrogacy journey. Mm-hmm. So her husband really, really, really wants a child. Now, Tammy Roman has kids, but her kids are grown.
Right.
And she does not feel like this is the time in her life where she wants to have new little babies.
No, she's popping right now, right? She's
lit. Popping. She's had her children. Raising kids is not easy. And once you have gotten them to a successful place where they out there thriving, you're like, all right, I'm done. So that's where she's at with it. Now, the intense physical requirements that are associated with egg retrieval and in vitro fertilization and pregnancy is something that she's not trying to go through.
Right.
I know from my own experiences with friends and like it's a lot mm-hmm. to try to go and conceive when you are having fertility issues. So she says a baby for me right now, it just would not be the thing to do. So I offered him, get ready, an opportunity for us to take a break for a year or two, let him go out, find someone and have a child with them. And then when he has the baby, when we can get back together.
Hell no to the no, no, no.
She even said, Lo, she would help to raise the child.
Not
she also added, it's just, I don't want to have a child. I don't want to get my eggs retrieved. It's really about him being able to have his legacy because he is an only child and he does not have any children. So it's really more about him and not about me.
It's giving Wendy Williams.
I mean, well, no, it ain't giving Wendy Williams because Wendy didn't say go do that. She didn't say go do that,
but she made it clear she wasn't having no more kids and she had difficulty with her first pregnancy.
See, this is Tammy's way of not ending up like Wendy Williams. This is Tammy's way. That last episode
talk about it, Eva.
When we talked about, you know, a consensual non-monogamy, you have to have these conversations. Tammy married the man of her dreams. This man looks at her like you won't your man to look at you.
Yeah.
He loves her dirty draws. Mm-hmm. But guess what? She loves him enough to sacrifice to make sure that he, in this lifetime on Earth, share with her, is able to get everything that he deserves. And so
why you can't find somebody to put the baby in, like a surrogate, that kind of way? Why I got to be somebody that you go out and find? I feel like there's plenty of situations. Well, no, because you're saying that he can go out and I'm giving him a year or two. That's not what you're doing. You're giving him free reign to go do whatever he wants, meaning go do whoever he wants.
No, like, she's giving him allowance to explore all of those things that he might think he needs to be a complete man. And he might not end up even having it, but I think just the choice. The choice, someone even caring enough. Because imagine in 20 years, they're still married. Her kids got kids, they grandparents, and he still has never had his baby. And
what, they can't adopt?
I mean, he wants his lineage, though. He wants his bloodline. He wants his. So I think your advice was the best. Surrogacy.
Yeah, because what happened with Gabrielle and D-Wade? Is that her egg and his? No?
Hold on. Which time?
Not this break baby.
I was gonna say no, that's his DNA, all right.
Kafia, how you say her name? Kafia.
Oh, I think it was egg retrieval. So, per my understanding, and Gab, if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. But what I do believe is that she did egg retrieval, and so her eggs, his sperm, same thing like Candy and Todd.
Go find you a Juno. You ever seen that movie?
I've seen Juno, but guess what? That would still mean that you could actually retrieve the egg. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, this ain't got no egg.
Egg retrieval, egg harvesting, all of that stuff. People think it's a turkey baster. That's cute for the TV shows and the movies. That's not how that thing go. It's a lot of work. And you can harvest and get all of that. And guess what? None of them take.
Damn.
It's a lot. And Tammy, like, I ain't going through that. And I'm not mad at sis.
She don't got no sisters.
Okay, so now you want your sister to have a baby with your girl.
I mean, all you doing is putting the sperm up in her. You get what I'm saying? Like, listen, and I'm all for the way that we are nowadays with relationships and how we're so open. And I love this. But sometimes, how y'all gonna come at Will Smith and say TMI? Too much information, but Tammy is saying this. I low-key just would have waited until he got the president and be like, listen, I gave him permission.
I think this is so dope. No, seriously. I think what people are missing is the fact that they are communicating.
Okay, I love that.
Look, I'm here for, okay, look, we just gonna, as we usually do, agree to disagree.
Yeah, because I'm here for it. Ultimately, you might be putting your thing in somebody that really wants you and is in love with you.
The thing might not even go in there.
Y'all got a baby together now. It's like Condola and Lawrence Hive.
Condola.
Yeah, it's like a connection that y'all have now. And not only that, this is his first child. When men with their first children, you know, they're like really, really connected. Like to that some of them, then they don't care after right. some of them. But you know, some that one thing that y'all have in common, both having your first child together, both experiencing a pregnancy together. Like these are,
but you can experience it with a surrogate. I literally saw Todd and Candy do it. Like I was pregnant at the same time.
So that should
Candy
be it.
Surrogate was pregnant. We were at the hospital, at the doctor. Like we have the same OBGYN and Todd and Candy were there at the ultrasounds. And even if I didn't see Todd, Candy was at every single doctor's
appointment. You don't need a 2-year break for that. That's something totally different. You're giving him the option to go with another woman and saying that you will help her raise the child. How you know she wants you in their relationship? Just because
that's her husband.
Well, now he's my boyfriend and my baby father. Y'all don't even have no kids. Who are you? Look, that's what I'm saying.
Family.
Once the feeling, you got to make sure the other person understands just as much as you understand the child.
Okay, facts. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that. So what is going on with these ghosts and little friends? Like, I'm not understanding.
I don't have no issues like this because that's called not a friend no more. But we're going to talk about when a close friend ghosts you, what you should do. Now, as you get older, we have fewer but more genuine friendships. You know, some people even come into your life and it's stronger bonds than you had before. But we always talk about men and women ghosting potential significant others. But now we're going to address a friendlier ghost, Casper. No, the friend ghost. So it's normally easier to deal with ghosting from a potential boo because y'all don't really have that connection. But when it's a long-term friend, it can be hard and a tough blow to recover from. Now, there's a doctor. Her name is Marissa Franco. She's a psychologist and a friendship expert. I didn't know you could be one of those. She says friendships break down when one person is consistently considering their needs over the other's person's. Now, another friendship expert says research shows that we need 5 positive emotions for every negative emotion for a relationship to stay healthy. By the time we're breaking up, that ratio has usually gotten reversed. Mm. It's important for us to understand every friendship isn't going to last. And when a friend ghosts us, she is suggesting to grieve in a healthy way and don't hold it in. Now, you should fight for it if the friendship has brought you happiness in the past. And sometimes those difficult conversations need to be had. But we can't force somebody to interact with us. We can only reach out and say, is there any chance you'd be willing to tell me what happened between us or what you're feeling right now? I want to try to fix this or at least apologize to you. Now, do you agree? Mm. Have you ever tried to mend a friendship that was, you know, harmed over some years, but it was a long-term friendship?
You know what? For me in this, it's really hard because, like, my friends that are my friends, they my wolves forever. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a Scorpio. I keep them close to the hip. And those that ghosted, I feel like we have outgrown each other. Either I grew and you didn't grow with me, or you grew in another space and I'm in this space. I think you learn a lot once you have children and like your friends might not have kids yet, or you get married, or you're really dedicated to your career and they're like on a kick it phase, which is nothing wrong with it. But a lot of times you just kind of outgrow where you guys used to be. And instead of taking it as a blow, like, oh my God, I lost my friend, you should take it more as a, I've grown and they have. We just didn't grow the same way. And where I might have lost a friend last year, I found you. So I'm good. Like,
talk about it.
Don't get mad when they get gone, because no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. So you never know when God is scooping someone out your space just to make room for what you actually deserve.
That's right.
They gone, let them go.
Let them go. I'm gonna have to totally, for the second time in life,
we agree
with you on that one. I do feel like people are in your lives sometimes for a season. You do not have to leave them there. Sometimes you got to get rid of people in order to elevate, and those people may be holding you back. You may think they're your closest friend, but if God is pushing you away from that person or something showing you to get away from that person, you got to get away from them. Now, Eva, you know well enough to know that I'm in this situation.
Yes, you
right?
are.
And the other day, it's crazy because this person seems to, at one point, I'm just like, what is the obsession? You know, because I've moved on.
But if I was you, I would hate me too. And a whole lot of booze. I mean, yeah, Little Kim said it.
It's true. But you know, the other day I let something trigger me because somebody came to me and was like, oh, you know, I heard X, Y, Z, Z, Y, A.
And
for a second there, I got triggered. And then I had to check myself and be like, you know what? Why are you letting this bother you? Like, don't even react to it. Don't even think about it. And that's not, that's like the such grown up version of me, because the old me probably would have tried to run down or run up or call or say, what is the issue? Keep my name out your mouth. But you know
what? They don't service you anymore. You are good. That relationship is of no service to you, and you getting upset or letting them live rent free in your brain. I mean, come girl,
low
you
key,
make
that's
way
making them
much
win.
Money for that brain.
Yeah, like you saying, low key, that's letting them know like they even matter in this situation. And it's not, it's like, if your friends can't applaud you, be happy for you when you're, you know, coming up or whatever the case, you got to look at that. And I always took that advice when they say, you know who your friends are in two different instances. And it's when you have nothing and when you have everything.
Or when you need to move. Because if they help you move, that's a friend.
Or when you need to move, or you're sick, or something happens, you know, when you need a shoulder to cry on. But I will say, when I was broke, I found out who my friends were. And when I started getting up and started getting my money together, I also found out who my friends was. Because you would think some people would want to be around you, but some people are upset because you're doing good. And they don't think that. They don't think that you were ever going to be doing that good.
No, they want to be broke together. Like, You know what I'm saying?
Or
it's
that.
Okay if we broke together, but if you start getting it, then now there's a problem because I'm still broke. So
that's a problem too. But sometimes, Eva, that person is already up and they just don't want to see you up where they at. They want you to have to depend on them.
Oh, so you're talking about premier haters.
Yeah. I mean, it's been...
We can go ahead and leave that one right there.
It happens. It happens. But, you know, just talk to God. He your friend.
Well, we want to know who a real premier hater is. Let me tell you.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I can underline somebody that I just realized is the biggest hater ever.
Uh-oh.
A wedding photographer shares signs that the marriage that he is photographing currently is not going to last.
What?
So have you ever been to a wedding and immediately, I mean, and I know y'all know them ones where you go like, that's your homeboy, but don't nobody really like, oh, girl, or vice versa. Like, that's your homegirl, but we ain't feeling him.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you've ever been there and seen something like that, there's an Arkansas-based wedding photographer. Her name is Shayla. Girl, I'm giving your whole government.
Shayla.
This is a wedding photographer. And through her skills of being a photographer, she says that if these things happen during the sessions, she'll know if the relationship gonna work out. So sign number one, the first indicator is if one of the spouses will take more than 3 family photos without the other spouse. This one kind of makes sense to me. Now, you might get a few alone with mom and dad, but to kick them out of more than 3 photos just seems suspicious. Now, there's another sign, sign number 2. When the wedding party starts to avoid talking about the other spouses during the get ready photo toast, or which might mean that they don't really like the spouse that you've chosen. So if you're not the topic of conversation, like if the boys ain't in the boys' room talking about the new wife, or if the girls ain't over here talking about, like, girl, you married now, then we might not be feeling him. And then sign number 3, the last indicator is that one of the spouses will spend more time with friends or family members at the reception than they do their new spouse.
Oh,
now, she did this whole thing, made a video of it and put it on TikTok, right?
No.
It went viral, girl. It went absolutely viable. Now, people are divided on her thoughts. One person responded and said, yep, my ex did not spend time with me at the wedding, ex, and his groomsmen didn't even say hi to me, ex.
Whoa. I mean,
those are 2 things that were on the list. So what are some signs that you as a friend being in tune with your friend might see that you would dictate like, this might not last, sis?
If when they like anybody have anything to say to object this, you start hearing people like, cause you don't necessarily get up, but you know that shadiness that families be doing.
That
they be acting like, oh, whoops, my bad. I don't know whose phone was that. Oof. You know what I mean? I think that's a clear indication. I remember one time, it was so funny, and we always tease my aunt about this, even though she's still with her husband. But we were at her wedding. It was in Queens, and we was at a church. And they was like, if anybody would like to say why this man, I promise you, it was a car outside going crazy on the horn, like, beep, beep, beep. But it just was a coincidence. So we always used
God
to be like,
God is trying to tell you something.
God was trying to say, girl, it's raining. They just start beeping the horn when they ask. So I think that's a problem. But I mean, you could tell, low-key. Like,
the biggest indicator for me,
what?
I'm going to tell you, when the parents, like, say his family doesn't like her or her family or vice versa, and everybody knows it, and they do not put those differences aside on that day.
Right.
If they can't do it on the wedding, if your mama can't not call that girl out her name on the wedding, if your auntie cannot almost bust her in the head on the wedding, I'm telling you, this is not going to work because the relationship is propped up by the support of those that love you. Not That's when right. it's good, but when it's bad. Everybody that I had at my wedding, I had them there not to celebrate me and Mike's love, mm-hmm. but to witness our promise today. So when I am not feeling this way, when I am at my wit's end, you can remind me of what this is and respect this union. So if y'all can't put aside your petty differences at the wedding, be it your sister-in-law, the brother-in-law, the mm-hmm. cousin, Mookie, whoever, that right there to me is a clear indication that we're going to be doing a divorce party in a couple of years.
Eva, I thought it was when everybody didn't get on the floor to do the electric slide and oh. down, do your thing, do your... If only my family is on the floor doing the down, down, the left, to well, the left. We both got to be out there getting down.
But that depends,
there.
Though, Lo, because my husband's Kojic. So his parent, like his mom does not dance. Oh. She doesn't even show her shoulders. My mom, on the other hand, was like, hey.
She's like, to the left, to the
Before
left.
It was time to dance. We were still eating. My whole family got up. My cousin, who's a pastor, was crip walking. I was like, oh my God, we are so ghetto.
Reverend Lonnie Love. That was his name.
Listen, Reverend Hooping Holla.
Yeah, but I'm weak.
My in-laws ended up, you know, the younger ones came and played with us. So it, like you said, once y'all line dance together at the wedding.
That's it.
That seals the deal.
You know it's all good. And you also know you're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. And we going to manage some stress, Eva.
Are we? Okay. Help me, Chad, because the holidays are real.
The holidays get real. You get real broke if you spend all your stuff, all your money. You know, Christmas is next week.
It's on Thursday.
Can you believe it?
Girl. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it. It seems like it just came out of nowhere. Time is flying since we got locked out the house. Now, it is holidays. And no matter what you celebrate, whether it's Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, Naheim, you know, they could be the best times of the year or the worst. Or the worst, according to Psychology Today. It is actually because the holidays are supposed to be the best times that they can also be the worst.
That's called expectation.
Yeah, you see so many people having a good time, or you think this is what Christmas is supposed to be because you're watching movies and you think that those are real. Well, we have expectations for this to be a great time, and it's easy to compare our experiences with our expectations. Like you said, now this can create disappointment, and expectations come from Hallmark movies, like I said, advertisements in general, where you see the smiling faces in the commercial, people exchanging gifts. The gifts are wrapped pretty. My gifts never look like that when they wrap.
Well, check out the holiday movie I just did. It's called Adventures at Christmas and on VH1. You know, you need a little holiday fantasy in your life. But go ahead.
I'm going to watch that because, you know, now I'm like, I'm one of those people that I'm going to just give you a gift in the Macy's bag. Like, I don't even wrap. Nothing.
Boom. That is the wrap. That star on the front, that is everything.
That star is like a bow. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, high expectations are a major source of holiday stress. It's hard to get rid of expectations, and browsing online just makes it worse. You know, when you're on social media, see everybody with the matching pajamas. Ain't nobody matching with your pajamas. You got a hole in yours.
Go to Macy's. Get your life together, sis.
I know that's right. Damn, in 2017, there was a study that compared Google to Facebook. Now, life on Facebook looks like an endless series of good times, happy families, etc. But when you search on Google, you'll see topics like relationship problems, and it paints a different picture than Facebook. Now, they followed up doing a search for "my husband is" on both Facebook and Google. Now, Facebook results were, "my husband is my best friend. My husband is awesome, is amazing." Google's results is, "my husband is a mean ass jerk." And annoying. I'm going to add cheater in there because I've met a couple of those.
Is this anonymous? Did they put their name on it?
I don't know. I just think it's, you know, when you search and then it's the next thing that pops up. I think that's just what filled it all in.
Oh,
so expectations should get replaced with acceptance is what they're saying. They suggest to be open-minded and to be prepared for whatever comes your way versus being disappointed after having high holiday expectations. Now, what are some ways you manage your holiday stress, Eva?
So the holidays bring up so many emotions, and I don't think it's just expectations like fantasy. I think it's more so what we used to have that we don't have anymore. So if you look up and, you know, this is the first Thanksgiving and your dad's not there anymore, or mommy's not there, or mommy's sick. Yeah. So we're doing it at your sister's house and it's different, and such is married now. And so I don't think it's expectations as far as like unrealistic. I think it's when you learn how life has changed so much that sometimes it becomes like a little like an ouchie. Yeah. So I think the bigger thing is to embrace whatever life is now, especially amid the pandemic, especially amid these new times of divide and all that's going on, is really to embrace what we do have. But social media, sis, does not help it, because you're absolutely right. I looked up, my homegirl is in Bora Bora on a yacht with her husband and two kids. And I'm like, how long do I got before I got to go to work? You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking like, why the hell me and Mike ain't in Bora Bora in Tahiti? But
mind you, not them, but they could have been arguing the whole damn time. What do you know? They could have been wanting to jump off the boat. I mean, I know they weren't. But sometimes we see, you're silly. Sometimes we do see a picture of other people's lives and you think everything is great. Everything's amazing. Yes. I wish I had this kind of relationship. I wish people were giving me this gift, not knowing that this man has been dragging the girl through the ringer all year. She's been cheating on him all year. They've been arguing and fighting. Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying, again, that's not every situation, because some people are happy and we love when people can be genuinely happy as well. But we have to stop comparing our lives to other people and other things that we see, which these people are putting their best foot forward when it comes to social media. They're not showing the crust in their eye and all that stuff. They're going to show the beauty. Yeah, it's a lot of cap. It's a lot of cap. But you have to, like you said, find what makes you happy. Sometimes eating pizza makes me happy. So maybe I'll get a, you know what I mean? I get a Christmas tree shaped pizza. Like, you, there's things that you have to do, little joys that you have to find some
and
happiness.
Some stuff you
got to
let go of, Lo. Like, there's so many traditions that we were raised with. And I think as we evolve and grow and mature, you know, we don't necessarily have those anymore. So maybe Christmas doesn't feel like Christmas because we're not at grandma's house anymore.
Just ain't Christmas.
I know. Or, you know, your brother has been deployed and he's in Kuwait. Or he's in whatever, you know. And so it really is, if any year has taught us that whatever was doesn't matter, whatever is going to be doesn't matter, all that truly, truly, truly matters is this moment. And I think if we look at Christmas on Thursday in that fashion, we can all find some real happy this year, even if it looks different than any other Christmas you've ever had.
I mean, my Christmas the same every year. I watch A Christmas Story on marathon. And
you should come through this Christmas. Come through. Come watch it at the theater.
I'm going to come pull up on you, because I have no tree in my house. I haven't had a tree in 15 years. Because I'm like, well, first of all, it's only for me. Monster doesn't like trees.
Okay, the person we talking to.
Yeah, we
talking
to
me. Let me tell you something. Everybody under the sound of me and L'Oreal's voice, if you're the friend with the tree, you call your friend like L'Oreal, who doesn't have a tree, who has not done it for 15 years, who thinks that it is pointless because it's just her. She deserves it more than anyone else. You come up over here. It will be a gift under our tree to you from the Sterling's. Most likely going to be some sunglasses. Good. But there will be a gift for you. And do yourself the gift of giving someone else a better Christmas day.
Yeah.
That's how we gonna do this topic.
That's how we gonna relieve that stress. Pay it forward. I like that, Eva. And I will be there with my fork in hand, because I know you gonna throw down in that kitchen. Okay.
You already know. But you might have a date in hand depending upon who is up in his DMs.
Oh, Lord. Hopefully not any of these people. It's getting a little creepy now. Okay, we're going to go into DMs. Now, this guy is a repeated offender. He's been in the DMs.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Before, but I'm gonna tell you, have you ever done this? Sometimes I'm moving so fast, I hold my phone, I'm like, this is all crooked, and I end up opening a message or following somebody by mistake.
Yes!
So this guy,
unwanted click.
Right. So this guy is somewhat of what I want to call, what do you say, a stalker. Now, this guy literally has hit me every day. And sometimes, like, we've talked about him. It seems like he talks to me through the radio or something.
Oh, this is my favorite guy. Yo, he responds to what you say. Okay, what did he say this time? Because he's so all over the place. I love him.
First of all, I don't know what the first sentence is starting out with, so I'm just going to skip that part. Because, again, he's so all over the place. It says, it's another one like that Dutch. I don't get that.
Then you might have said something on air. You're on the morning hustle.
I keep forgetting. Then he says, what are you doing? Where are you at? L'Oreal, what are you doing? I'm tired of working. Oh. Now, here's the thing. My goofy self. Holding the phone like this, no. I followed him.
No, you did not. Oh my God, I know he responded to the follow. I know he was so happy.
He said, I have a Kool-Aid smile. I can't believe your sexy ass is following me. Girl, I blocked him so quick.
L'Oreal. No, oh my God. Oh my God.
Kool-Aid smile, Joe. Who says this anymore?
He got a pension.
He got a blocking, okay? He wanted his face. He got his thinking, no. Okay? Yeah, I got rid of it.
First of all, do you remember the Kool-Aid Man bust through everything?
Yeah.
If you know anything about the Kool-Aid commercial, Kool-Aid Man come busting through like bam, yeah. bam, bam.
Like, oh,
and that
yeah.
smile. It's from here to here, and he got enough to pour for everybody. So, hey, Kool-Aid.
He's I'm out just of saying.
Okay, what you gonna do? Up in here?
Okay, so it's this other guy. I thought this was pretty funny. So he sends me a message, and he says, this is a fake page to watch Versus. But yo, Black Queen, salute to you for being you and shining like the goddamn star you are. And
Come on now.
On your way. I like that. So this is the first time I ever got a positive message from a fake page. Like, this guy right here is amazing.
Let me put the math together.
I got a positive message from a fake page.
Okay.
Right? I thought that was really sweet because you use your page that you set up for Versus to simply reach out to me and give me some inspiration. This is what you use Finstas for. Make somebody's day. What you think about that?
At least he didn't lie.
Okay.
And it was all truth.
You are a queen. True. I love him and I love that. But I'll never respond to him.
I was going to say, so.
No.
Does he get a response?
You don't even know who this stranger is.
L'Oreal. I think me and all the people want you for at just one time to respond. This is what you could just say, thank you.
What about you this can guy? I think okay. I can respond to this one. He said, so I put up a post and I was talking about those little orange juices. I mean, the little apple juice in a glass jar. I said it was the best juice hands down.
Oh, yes, that Martinelli's
yeah,
girl.
Oh, it's yes. the best. So he said, orange or grape is more fire, Miss Independent, but I bet you taste better. Then he said, hit me up. I might have to spoil you. Now, this one might get a little response. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, this man just told you he wanted to put his mouth on you, and that one's better.
Spoil me too? Spoil me two ways? Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Santa.
I told you was going to have somebody coming up over on Thanksgiving.
I might sit on Santa lap now. You know.
Baby, you done got Thanksgiving and Christmas on the same day.
I'm over you. Or I could always go back to the Kool-Aid smile.
We're gonna name him that. That's his name.
Kool-Aid frown.
Your people come back. It doesn't matter if you respond to them, they will be back with a new message. So we're gonna name him Hey Kool-Aid.
No.
So when Kool-Aid hits back, we ready.
He's gonna come with a new name. It's probably gonna be the same one, but just what the number one next to it or something like
that. One Kool-Aid.
Yeah, one Kool-Aid. What if he really makes a page called Kool-Aid? I'm going to be so mad at you.
I will be his first follower, and I will make sure.
I'm over you. Please get to this
Let's get to this final question. Okay, so this week's final questions comes from It's On Site. Now, It's On Site, muted argue with yourself. I know that's right. Now, that is a way to name yourself. The question is, men trap women with babies too. So stay woke. Especially because they know that she cannot simply just walk away from parenting like he can. So do you think that men are actually out here trapping women? Do you think that they do this so that they can have access to the woman? Or do you think that these men legitimately just want to have babies like some women just want to be moms?
Some guys, and I feel like others, are trying to trap you. And it's not for financial gain. Sometimes it's just because they don't want nobody else to mess with you. They want to make sure that they always have you at their beck and call, at their reach, or whatever the case. So they're trying to knock you up, get a baby up in you, and make sure you sit yourself down. Because guess what you can't do when you're pregnant? You can't go to the club. You can't go out drinking. Guess what you can't do when you have a baby? You ain't going to be traveling like you used to. And just, I mean, you can do some of those things with the grace of God, but 9 times out of 10, it definitely slows you down a lot. Now, Amanda.
So they thought, because you know who tried to do that and I did not win.
I know. The devil.
The devil definitely tried. But you know, a famous singer, artist, actress that I feel like her dude tried to trap her, but aha, she got the last laugh. Ooh. Is Jennifer Hudson. I think Jennifer Hudson genuinely fell in love with that man and genuinely was happy. Now, I think he had ulterior motives because he saw the star that she was. Yes. Also saw what she went through with losing her family. You know, she's from Chicago. She was going through a really hard time, made her a mother, got with her. But I think that that is a great example of one of these men that literally latched onto a woman for her clout. Now, don't get me wrong. Word on the curb is he was an attorney at Sidley Austin, and he was also on the show and called himself Punk.
Yeah, but
he's a wrestler, and he also got to holler at New York.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, he was on I Love New York, right? And Jesus.
Yes, and Tiffany Pollard is my girl. Like, I mean, I just feel like he is one of those. This is a great example of a man that is with a woman so that he could try to get her pregnant, thinking that it was going to slow her down. Baby, Jennifer Hudson went on, and she did her X Factor.
Yes.
She went on and did Aretha. She went on to raise that son, and she went on and gave that man his little child support too.
And she takes care of her nephews and stuff too. That, like, gave him that little settlement money he wanted. He was trying to hold her back because, like you said, he thought he was going to be able to trap her. But then at the same time, sometimes someone is so big and you have to sit around that star power and you're not nothing, but you're not doing what you want to do in life. So you start to get resentment. You start to hate that person even. I was in a relationship with a guy who he was the man. You know what I mean? And then I came around and it's like, I start glowing up and I, you know, now his friends want to be around me now. He started to resent me after a while. And I just felt like it ruined our entire relationship because now he's not the man. They're asking him to take a picture. Yeah, I'm the man now, you know, and I remember one time he told me he wasn't going to come out with me to things anymore because people think I'm your assistant, which is crazy. And I'm like, well, I never told anybody that. Like, so, and it would be simple
insecurity.
It's so insecure. And it'd be simply because we would be out and people would be like, oh my God, can you take a picture of me and L'Oreal? And he didn't like that. But the crazy thing was
because I took some pictures in Miami with you and other people. They was like, oh my God, L'Oreal. I was happy to be the camera person and take a picture with you.
And I would do the same thing for you. Like, I do the same. People be like, hey girl, right there. Could I get a picture with her? And I'd be like, yeah, Eva, you want to take a picture with
her? They wanted your tatas in there too, though.
You silly. But it's just whack that we can't be happy for one another all the time.
But men are super duper duper jealous of successful women. That's why I always say, find you a man that is as busy and as successful, not necessarily doing the same thing, because when he look up and realize what you did in your 24 hours today, and he look at his 24 hours, I mean, Houston, we might have a problem.
Did you ever see Madam C.J. Walker on Netflix? Okay. Do you remember when she was putting her dude on? He wasn't doing nothing. She was making him a millionaire. And he was so upset about the fact that it wasn't solely his. And it's like, dude, you was doing nothing before this. She made you rich. Like, but you was doing
it's not even that. It's just the idea of, like, you know, it's just gender roles and the idea of what a woman is supposed to be and not to be. So the idea of you putting me on, I never understood that. I mean, I don't like the whole idea that a man job is supposed to be providing for me, because That's gonna change things.
Well, you got to provide something though. You never provide just come something here with your hand out.
But the idea of gender roles, you know, that's the reason why men can't stand a successful woman, because you don't see her in, you know, the boardroom. You're trying to figure out why she ain't been in the kitchen.
But sometimes it's a little funny, because then on the flip side, I've dealt with somebody that was okay with me being the successful one, but then he tries to make me too independent. Like, I feel like, damn, ain't we together? Like, ain't, like, it should be like the two of us. Like,
so you said that's the time you forget your purse, Lo. You just got to go out and then be like, I forgot my whole purse.
Not even like it'll be like dinners or anything, but it'll be like, yo, because sometimes you got to ask for what you want. Closed mouths don't get fed. And of course, wow, I got the money to pay for it, but sometimes I want you to. So if I might say to the dude, like, oh, you know, help me with this, he'll be like, you making more money than me now. You should be good. But mind you, he's well off and done already made his money, but he means today, like what he's bringing in. And exactly. I'm like, but you done made your money and you done did, like, you should still help me. Don't think just because I'm a woman, I'm successful, that I don't want any help or need any help ever. Like, it shouldn't be like that either, I think.
No, you want the consideration. That's what you want. You want, that's what you want. You want, because you don't actually really need the help or want it per se. Like, you just want the consideration. Yeah. Like, the fact that you thought about me. I remember I told my husband, I said, I'm going to see how this is going to go. So,
yeah. I like how this is starting.
I will go and burn a store down. That's just how I am.
Oh my God.
So I'll go shop up the wazoo, right? So I tell my husband, I was like, baby, you know what I really want? I want this medium-sized Chanel bag. I was showing him what it was.
So Chanel, like, price didn't increase, child.
Baby, I think he went online and had seen it. I think he went online. He saw it. He said, baby, you can go ahead and get that bag. So I didn't know if that meant get it with his money or get it with my money, but I just put it out there what I wanted.
Right.
And then I went and got it with his money.
I know, that's right. That's how you got to get it.
You know, because a lot of times too, you know, waiting for the consideration, you'll get yourself, your feelings hurt. And it don't have nothing to do with him actually caring or not caring. He just ain't thought about it. He
is that both of y'all money though, Eva?
I mean, it is, but see, Mike, he got a lot of clients. It's like, this time we have like really heavy retainers and he be coming with like thousands and thousands of dollars in cash. And so I always ask for the blue dollars. We was out the other night. He pulled, I was like, can I have all the blue? The blues is 100.
The blue one. I love the blue ones. I love the blue. We love the new money.
Ask for the blue dollars.
Listen, on the last thing I got to say about the trapping, run. If you feel like that's what the guy is trying to do, because that's what he's trying to do. I done dated a guy and within a week, he's asking me to have his child. And I'm like, what? No. Like,
and intuition is everything, L'Oreal.
That's weird. You don't just
say intuition is everything.
So stay woke, because they will have you up here trapped in the house, barefoot, pregnant, and with no pickles, because they ain't even coming to bring you the ice cream and the pickles even. Trying to get the
now
next
you know
one
you
pregnant.
Need them pickles if you don't got me pregnant. They play too much. Now that was our final question. Now if you would like us to address your final question, go ahead, follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. Slide in the DMs, like, you know, Kool-Aid be sliding all up in L'Oreal's DM. Give us a real juicy final question. I mean, we want something juicy, y'all. Put it up in there and don't even worry about it, because I will make sure I will get to your final question. Now, just in case you didn't know what you just slid into and why we all undress, what they listening to, L'Oreal?
You are listening to none other than the Undressing Room Podcast. And it's brought to you by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And you could dress like me and Eva, because we be fly all the time. Okay?
All the time.
And we know the deals, We know the deal.
Listen, I need that one outfit that you had on at the cryptocurrency conference where you had the belt on with it, with the little Tom Ford shoes.
But Eva, why you had to shut them down every day, though? You just came out and stunted the whole Miami trip. You was ready
to go. We took one to no one. We came out there with all of our Macy's bags. That's why. I was popping tags.
I just had to make sure. I'm like, are we going to be twins today? Because I know sometimes I seen that shirt that you had.
You look, we look so good together. And baby, at that dinner, that dress you had on at the dinner, hunt.
I learned from my big sister now. Where we get it from?
We get it from Macy's. So slide on over. If you don't know what outfits we're talking about, don't worry. They are right there on our Macy's personal shopping page. Go on there. See L'Oreal looking like a whole snack. You want
to
put a little bit
on the left. I thought you were going to say a whole. It's Christmas.
A whole snack. But you don't even want to eat all the snack because you want to save some of the snack for later because you want some leftovers because it was that good. She liked Thanksgiving dinner, baby.
Wash it down with some Kool-Aid now.
Wash it down. So until next time, thanks for getting undressed with us.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcil and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer, Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.